Electromatic radio.
Oh, the red thing connects to the blue thing, and the blue thing connects to the spirally thing, and the spirally thing connects to the slimy wiggling thing, which is... Get it off!
Hey, kid, we on the air?
Probably.
Well, why probably? Just check your monitor.
I can't. I'm nowhere near my control booth.
Well, what the hell good does that do me?
Well, why don't you just pretend that you're on the air? There's a very good chance that you are, and even if you're not, you can use the practice.
Yeah, well, why don't you pretend you've been hired to sit in that control booth and make sure this show goes out?
It's a waste of my time, Gray. The show always goes out. It's automated.
All right, enough of this crap. We got a show to put on, kid. Get down to that control booth pronto.
Look, Gray, there's no point. I just told you. Evie pretty much takes care of the show herself. Once I'm in the booth, all I do is make sure the light turns green.
Whoa, wait. Who's Evie?
Evie, the Electrovac 2, the station's brain, the computer that runs everything? That's what makes Electromatic Radio electromatic. You did attend orientation, didn't you?
You want to know what kind of orientation I got? I got a post-it note on my console that says, "Don't touch my beer," signed Mr. Osborne.
Well, look, it's very simple. Evie scratches my back, I scratch hers. She makes sure the show goes out without a hitch, makes my life easier, does my taxes once a year, and I patch up her system. I'm working on one of her sub-signal booster units right now.
You totally lost it, kid. What are you suggesting, the computer is alive or what?
Well... yeah, Evie's got a tube-based self-actuating positronic matrix. Takes a hell of a lot of juice to stabilize. Well, what the hell did you think the Class 7 Proton Collider in Sub-Basement 3 was for?
We got a Proton Collider in the basement?
Do you even work here? Look, I'll show you. Evie, say hello to Gray.
Yeah, all right. Very funny, kid. Very cute. Now get your tail down to that console before I call Osborne.
Look, I just told you I can't. I'm patching up a sub-signal booster unit on level 4. Just follow standard procedure and Evie will take care of everything. Well, I mean, unless you've done something to tick her off.
Kid, I've had it with this crap about your imaginary computer, pal. Get down to that booth now!
Evie doesn't like it when people call her imaginary, Gray.
All right. Hallucinatory!
I'm warning you, Gray.
Fictitious!
Don't cross her, Gray!
Why? What's your pretend computer friend gonna do, huh? Oh, very cute, kid.
What happened?
All right, fun's fun. You can unlock my door now.
I didn't do it. You can't prove anything. My cousin's a lawyer.
The game is over, kid. Open up this door before I bust it down.
It's not me. It's Evie, I tell you. It's Evie.
The minute I get out of here, I'm going to kill you and have your carcass stuffed and used for guard dog training.
You're not making a case for letting you out, Gray.
Let me out of here!
Evie, would you please let Mr. Grimwald out? It doesn't sound as though she's ready to do that yet, Gray. It's lunchtime. Do you have your lunch in there with you?
No, it's down in my locker.
You want me to take your sandwich apart and slip it under the door for you?
You're asking for it, kid.
Thank you.
Today, lots of things have happened here, I can't really say. She was nice to me, but somehow I don't think it's right. That girl belongs to someone else. I finally saw the light. I wouldn't stay, she begged me, then she cried and made a scene. I calmed her down and told her a relationship's a dream. Descriptions in a book told me this thing would never last. It's just a phase two people go through. It will easy pass. Now I just go for walks in the sunshine. Now my conscience is so clean. Who wants to get hung up on a real life permanent dream? Now I just go for walks in sunshine, breathing cool fresh air. See her face, touch her skin, I would not dare. Wants to get hung up on a real life permanent dream. Who wants to get hung up on a real life permanent dream?
Congratulations, Reginald Ludwig, on buying 5,000 shares of AP&B. You're looking good in your shiny new car, Mr. Ludwig. Sit tall so the whole wide world can see you driving down the road to fame and fortune. Hey, 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 Reginald Ludwig. Power tractor, lawnmower. Sit tall so the whole wide world will know you're mowing down the grass your yard man planted. You got a real fine wife, Mr. Reginald Ludwig. She's got manners and poise and all the other good things. When you take her to church, Mr. Reginald Ludwig, sit tall so the whole wide world can see you praying, see you standing with a lovely woman at your side. I'd like to ask you
question, Reginald Ludwig. It's about those shares of AP&B. Where'd you get all that money to buy Mr. Ludwig? You better hide your head so no one will see. It came from a little bit of cheating on your income tax. Of course you intend to pay that back, or maybe you'll just forget about that, kinda like you did a couple years back. What's wrong with a simple little monkey? What's how strong do you think a blade of grass can grow? Come on now, you bought it because your neighbors have one. You ain't got no soul. Hey, 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 Reginald Ludwig, I'd like to tell you something, I hope you'll understand. You've been neglecting your wife for such a long, long time. You've been coming to see your hard-working yard man. Excuse me, please, while I go and till some soil. Think about owning that goldfish bowl.
You don't open this door in 5 seconds, kid. I'm gonna give you a wedgie so intense it's gonna split you in half.
It's no good, Gray. Evie won't listen to reason.
Oh, she won't, will she? Well, maybe she'd like a Long Island iced tea poured down a fuse box.
Aha! You called Evie she. See, I knew you believed in her.
I take it back. Look, kid, what is it? What the hell do you want?
I'm not following you, Gray.
What am I supposed to do to get out of here? What do you want from me, kid?
Oh, it's not what I want, Gray. It's what Evie wants. Don't drag me into this.
All right, Matt. We'll play this your way. What does Evie want?
For you to accept her existence?
Uh-huh, yeah, and that's it?
Yeah.
Okay. I believe you exist, magical self-aware supercomputer. Well?
Evie doesn't think you're being sincere, Gray. She's good at detecting things like that. She's a very good judge of character, you know?
Oh, is she? Let me out of here!
Well, what's that, Evie? Oh, no. I don't think that's a very good idea. I mean, honestly, Gray's not such a bad guy when you get to know him. What? Well, okay, but I don't want any part of it.
What? What?
Well, Evie apparently thinks that you can be coaxed into changing your mind.
What?
Yeah, I'm sure you've seen those lab experiments where scientists get rodents to pull strings and do tricks in order to get a treat, right?
I don't like where you're heading with this, Matt.
Okay, so for the sake of argument, let's say that you are the tiny-brained rodent.
Oh, kid!
And the trick you have to learn is accepting Evie's existence.
Not gonna happen!
And the delicious peanut you get for having learned the trick is you being let out of your booth.
Uh-huh.
And your encouragement is having your booth flooded to the ceiling.
Wait, what?!
Ah! Alright, I grant it doesn't quite fit into my analogy.
Oh my god! Do something, you idiot! Switch her off!
Ah, so you accept she exists.
No, I don't! Help! Help!
I mean, if I switch her off, we're out of work, you know? I mean, without Evie, there's no show.
Help!
I can do something to help, though. There we go. You see, this music will help you to relax and get into the right frame of mind.
Oh, I'm gonna kill you, kid! Kill you dead!
So far ahead, we're losing now.
Help! Let me out of here!
Are you ready to accept Evie yet, Gray?
Oh, it's up to my neck!
Oh, well, you'd better hurry up then.
Oh, I'm gonna die!
Can I have your stuff?
No!
Evie's getting impatient, Gray.
All right, I give up! She exists!
See? That wasn't so hard, now was it?
Yeah, no big deal. Everything is fine. It's just fine.
Hey, Gray.
What?
I was just kidding with you.
What?
Yeah, I staged the whole thing. There's no self-conscious supercomputer running the station. It was all one big practical joke.
What? Why, you! You!
It was pretty clever, though, wasn't it?
Yeah, it sure was, kid.
I wish I could have seen your face when that water started pouring in.
Yeah, I thought my number was up that time. It was all... the water started coming in. I'm totally stuck. Oh, you had me that time, kid. I gotta hand it to you.
Gray? Gray?
What?
What? Actually, the idea that it was all a practical joke is the joke.
What?
You could have died in there.
What?
Yeah, the truth is Evie pretty much runs the station, and you kind of have to be nice to her. She has a bit of a temper. Oh, and hey, listen, she's telling you how sorry she is. She almost killed you. Isn't that sweet?
Yeah, sweet.
See? You're alive, Evie's apologized, and I've just found a coupon for a free regular Coke with purchase of a cheeseburger and regular fries. We're all just one big, happy family. I wouldn't mumble around Evie, Gray. She doesn't like it.
Electromatic Radio is an Aaron Nethery production. Please visit electromatic.blogspot.com for playlists. Thank you for listening.